السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. على الفرتي عبد القادر صاحب دامة بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with Afiyat. Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Sahib, inshallah the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, is the 21st of Ramadan Mubarak 1446, and in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa, majority cities, countries of the world, today Saturday is already the 22nd of Ramadan Mubarak 1446. You in the Gauteng region, remember you still have about 5 minutes left for the istighfar. Read astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilayh. The Quran Sharif teaches us, وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. The pious people, at suhoor time, sahri time, they engage in istighfar. They beg Almighty Allah for pardon and forgiveness. So that's the best time. And tonight might be Laylatul Qadr. We don't know. Al-Imam Shafi'i used to say that his verdict is 21st night or 23rd night is Laylatul Qadr. So read, O Ummah, Allahumma, innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Our beloved Allah, you are of forgiving. You love to forgive. So forgive all of us. Is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur, and verses 43, 44, and 45. Qudrat ka karishma, Almighty Allah is showing us His absolute power and majesty, authority, sovereignty in the entire universe. No one can do anything without the decree of Almighty Allah, notwithstanding the fact that how many degrees we might have. See what Almighty Allah is teaching us. Alam tara, O human being, Muslim, non-Muslim, don't you see? أن الله يسجي سحابا, that Almighty Allah pushes gently the clouds. Sometime we look up and we see that the clouds are moving, and they are moving so gently with perfection. Thereafter we see something else. ثم يؤلف بينه, then Almighty Allah, He condenses them, He gathers all the clouds there, and now they form big clouds, huge clouds. Thereafter, ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُكَامًا. You see the word there, ثُمَّ, that comes for tartib, for sequence. So first this happens, then subsequently that happens, thereafter the third one happens, so it's for sequence. ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُكَامًا. Thereafter, Almighty Allah stacks it up. One cloud upon the other, one cloud upon the other. When I was very, very young, you know, I used to always wonder, to fascinate me, how these planes go, you must remember. And, you know, there are clouds. Now when we started traveling locally, nationally, internationally, globally, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, so you see the cloud is there. and they are stacked up together and the plane going right through it. You must remember Kudrat ka Karishma. But then you can feel it also. Many a time there will be turbulence and then there is sometimes difficulty also. We had many experiences like this and on several occasions. But that is how Allah has made it such. So easy for humanity and the musafirin and those who are traveling. ثم يجعل ركاما فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله. Then he stacks it up the clouds. And then you, O human being, Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, adult, child, you see. فترى الودق فترى المطر. Then you see the rain, يَخُرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِ, coming down from within it. So it comes down, subhanallah. Allah Jalla Wala is posing a rhetorical question. أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Who is sending down the water from the clouds? Are we doing it or are you doing it? Put all the professors, put all the scientists, put all the governments together and tell them send the rain there in the desert. Send the rain to this place or that place. Hopeless, useless, good for nothing, impotent. No one can do anything. With all their degrees and Almighty Allah's one decree come and you will see so much rain. Our Valdemier in Transvaal, in Gauteng, is packed, you must remember, to capacity 100%. So that is all, Mighty Allah Jalla Wala. Thereafter, وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ جِبَالٍ فِيهَا مِنْ بَرَدٍ. Then all Mighty Allah sends down slowly, slowly, gradually. مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Sama means مَا فَوْقَ رُؤُوس. Whatever is above our head. So from the cloud, from wherever Allah wants, He'll send it. مِنْ جِبَالٍ. Write this down, students. Write this down, ulama. Min lit tashbih. Many a time min comes for tashbih, for similarity. Like mountains it will come. Big, big mountains, small, small mountains. What will come? Fiha. So from the sky it will come down. Mimbarat, that your hail will come. Sometime the size of a golf ball, sometime tennis ball, sometime much bigger. Kudrat ka karishma, and then the damage. Therefore, we beg and petition Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahumma swayyiban nafi'a. When it rains, say, Ya Allah, we beg of you, O beloved Allah. Swayyiban with a sword and nafi'a. Beneficial rain, Ya Allah. Not destructive rain, but beneficial, productive rain. The hadith is authentic, Mishkat Sharif, Mustadi Ahmad. Allahumma sayyiban nafiya. Now the hail comes and you find so much damage. For yusribu bihi man yasha. Then it afflicts whomsoever he, Almighty Allah, wants it must harm. That person, this person. Wa yasrifuhu amman yasha. And Almighty Allah averts it from whomsoever He wishes. Did you ask Allah Jalla Wala now? Last night, Laylatul Qadr maybe. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Oh, beloved Allah, we beg of you forgiveness. We ask of you afiyah, safety, protection, security at all times, all places, all circumstances. That let the rain come, let the hail come, let the storms come, but it must be beneficial, not destructive, Ya Rab. Yakadu sana barqihi yadhhabu bil absar. Yakadu, it is near. Sana, sana means a lama'at, that you see the flashes of that flame, of that lightning. So barq, so that is your lightning. And sana, the lama'at and the flashes of the lightning, it is near. Yadhhabu bil absar, it will remove your vision and your sight. We dash for cover. Now the lightning, then the thunder and the storm, and what damage it caused. Ask the people in Los Angeles, ask the people in America, the haramis and their administration, how Allah Jalla Wala is punishing them. So that is Qudrataka Karishma, the absolute power of Almighty Allah. He is fa'alul lima yurid. He does as he pleases. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. None in the entire universe has the authority to question him, Almighty Allah. And he alone has the authority and he has the power to question anybody, anything in the entire universe. That is Almighty Allah. يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. Almighty Allah transform the night and the day. We still at night time now, then you will see sunrise, 6:15 or so, then you see the sun is rising in its beauty and glory, and 6:30, 6:35 we read Ishraq Salat. So remember that, who brings the day and removes the night? Who brings the night and removes the day? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, with precision and accuracy. For 1,000 years, million years, zillion years, only He knows, Almighty Allah. All as this is 5 billion years old, and tell me all nonsense as far as we concern, we don't believe in it. Inna fi dhalika, verily for you, O human being, la ibaratan li ulil abasar, they are lessons, but who will take that lesson? People with the real vision, vision of the eyes and vision of the heart. Fa innaha la ta'mal absar, walakin ta'mal qulubul latifi sudur. Some people are those that their hearts are gone completely blind. So we need basarat and basirat. We need the vision and we need the insight and foresight as well. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Diversity in unity, unity in diversity. Just look at this. Wallahu khalaqa, and Almighty Allah creates. Almighty Allah challenge all the scientists, all the professors, all the doctors, the entire human race and jinn. You, human being, and whoever you want to bring, whoever. لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابَوْ وَلَوِجْتَ مَعُولَ. You can't even create today, tomorrow, till the day of Qiyamah, one single fly. وَلَوِجْتَ مَعُولَ. Even if all of you come together for that purpose. خَلْق means you have to insert, you have to install, you have to ensure that the ruh, the soul, enters that creation. So now the soul, the ruh, has to enter, and soulman has to take place. There is not one doctor, physician, scientist who can explain to you what is the soul. Chapter 22, and that is Surah Hajj, and verse number 73. In the hospital clinic, next to you, the person dies. You ask the doctor, you ask the professor, what happened? They say he died and his demise took place, cardiac arrest and so forth. So you say, where's the ruh? Where's the soul? Then they will just look. Nobody can answer that. So when you don't know, how you going to make ensoulment take place? Wallahu khalaqa kulla dabbatin mimma. Allah created the entire creation from the water. So always there will be and must be the component of water. Now see, فَمِنُهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ بَطْنِ. Some of the creation, they are crawling on their bellies, on their stomach. You see the snakes, you see the insects, you see the worms, how they're moving from here to there. وَمِنُهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ رِجْلَيْنِ. Some creation are walking on their 2 feet. That's me and you, Hazrat Insan, O human being, the masterpiece of Allah's creation. وَمِنُهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ أَرْبَعْ. Go to Kruger Park and see all the animals there. Your lion, your tiger, and your leopard, and cheetah, and what and what. So they are walking, they are running, they are chasing on their 4 feet. Who is doing all that? يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He creates whatever he wants to, and no one can question him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Verily, Almighty Allah has power over everything. Abdul Qadir, the slave of the one who has power at all times, all places. Abdul Qadir, the slave of the one who has power. So Qadir will have greater emphasis compared to Qadir. Ya Allah, through your Qadir, through your Qudrat, you decimate America and their politicians. You decimate and destroy the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, the war criminals there in Israel. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and internationally today. 21st Ramadan, 1446 South Africa. Majority countries, 22nd Ramadan. Say Allahu Akbar, say Alhamdulillah. The Western press, the Zionist press, the Jewish press, haramis, they don't tell you this, but we will expose them, inshallah. Yesterday I sent it out. 15 jutlas dispatched to hell. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. You want to come into Gaza? We're waiting for you. Gaza fiha al-mawta. They are the deceased, the shuhada. Gaza al-mubaraka. You come and we will send your bodies back. Remember that. And you will go straight to hell, you jutlas haramis. Israel, the war criminals, ethnic cleansing, every crime you can think of, they committed in Gaza. And yesterday they blew up the Turkish hospital in Gaza. So there's hardly the hospital left in Gaza that is functioning. Flights resume at Heathrow Airport. 200,000 passengers were stranded. Why? A fire broke out. Allah is showing them, I'll destroy your airports. I'll destroy your countries in a split second if I want to. So the big protest taking place there in Istanbul. And that is the Mayor Akram. He has been detained and he is supposed to come the leader of the opposition. But now when you go and dig further, you will find that once he was the mayor, you must remember there were so many corruption and so many crooked deals, millions and millions of dollars and millions of Turkish lira were found here and there. So he's a corrupted guy as well. So we hope, inshallah, things get stable there. The United Nations says they are horrified by the murder and the killing of the Israeli army. That's all you can do, United Nations. You're good for nothing. Why don't you expel Israel from United Nations? Why are there no sanctions upon Israel? Just because they are jutlas? Just because Trump is with them and you, United States, are with them, you go to hell. We will sort you out, our Mujahideen, our Taliban, and our Hamas, and our Mujahideen. How the Taliban sorted out America, till today they can't believe people with sandals defeated them. Israel's top court halts the firing of Barr. Barr was the chief of the Shin Bet. So now they fired him, the court said, Supreme Court, highest court. They said, no, you can't do that. There has to be a process. United States is importing. Look at it. Trump signed the executive order. Trump, you harami. You are a criminal. You are a felon. And you know that. You are the worst president in the history of America. And I should say Israel as well, you harami. That Allah Ta'ala is punishing them. No eggs to eat there in America. They are importing eggs from America, from Turkey, and from South Korea. Therefore, the price of eggs are very, very expensive there in America. Can you believe that? Punishment, Allahumma sallit alayhim, kalban min kilabik, ya Rabbal Alameen. Punish them, ya Allah. Musk is suing India, you see, for censorship on his X platform. He says, why are you censoring this? Why are you censoring that? So India thinks they're dealing with Pakistan or dealing with somebody else. What is critical of Modi and his haramis, the Hindutva, all the unsavory activities they're doing against the Muslims? The X is exposing that. So now they censor it. So well done for you, Elon Musk, you harami. So there is a big lashback against Trump and against Elon Musk and they're burning his cars. Well done. Let them burn the cars. What the hell we have to carry? Just now, before I came down, I looked at the Haaretz newspaper headlines. Israel will reoccupy Gaza. There will be military rule there, and they will be in charge. Welcome. Welcome. Come. We're waiting for you. And inshallah, we will send you to Somaliland. You know what's the aim? They want to frustrate and pressurize the Gaza people. You must leave Gaza so we Jutlas can steal, because we are the biggest crooks. They are the biggest swines. They are as pigs on this earth. And Allah says so. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ, that Allah has made them in pigs and swines, literally and physically. If you as a Muslim don't believe in this, then you will join the Jutla straight in hell. And that is in chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 60. Allah made them monkeys physically, literally. They want to send the Palestinians to where? Somaliland. And Somaliland wants recognition. So they say, we will recognize Israel. Israel says, we'll send the Palestinians there. Whole lot haramis. Everyone got some hidden agenda. Taliban showed them that they released the American and free of charge. They got nothing out of this deal. And the American's name was Glassman. So Glassman was, they got many other Americans. So Taliban, we say, very good. Teach them a lesson. Tunisia, the tenpot dictator, Said Qais Qais Said, another harami murtad, is the president of Tunisia. He sacked the third prime minister in less than 2 years. So these are the tenpot dictators, Pakka Murtads. Namibia, Southwest Africa, Swapo, you remember them? So Namibia has the first female president there. Cubans, Haitians, people from Haiti, and people from Venezuela, Nayanaga, the sting, Nicaragua. So they will be expelled and kicked out, Trump says. 500,000 of them. Next month, but there will be court challenges as usual. 300 tons of Zamzam. Listen to this. 300 tons, T-O-N-S. 300 tons of Zamzam are sent daily and supplied to Medina Munawwara, Masjid Nabawi. Do you know how many people read Jummah Salat yesterday in Makkah? Sheikh Faisal Ghazawi Imam, we translated it. Yesterday, the wrong one was sent. The podcast, our Suleimani made mistake. He apologizes, and we will send the right one here. You know, human being, we make mistake. So anyway, Jummah yesterday, between 3 and 4 million people were there in Makkah. So for Jummah, can you imagine? And in Aqsa al-Mubarak, 80,000 people were in Aqsa. So Allah Ta'ala protect Aqsa, protect the Haramain, and destroy America, destroy Israel, and destroy all our enemies. Sudan's army has retaken the palace in Khartoum, and the RSF, the Rapid Support Force, are losing. And Sudan army has said, and the president said, there will be no negotiations with the RSF. You know who's RSF? They are sponsored by UAE. There's UAE government, Emirates, Dubai, and your Saudi government, Pakka Kafirs. Quote my name anywhere in the world, MBS, MBZ, Pakka Kafir Murtad they are. The Republican Party, if you know anything about American politics, they call them the GOP, the grand old party, where Trump is trumpeting away. So now they are split also, because Trump said, I will bring world peace and there will be no more wars. But he is striking Yemen, he is striking Sana'a, he is striking Hudaydah. And from where? The Americans are striking from Saudi Arabia, from Emirates, from Qatar. They use their bases. And you tell me these leaders are Muslims to kill thousands of Muslims and injure millions of them and display them. Pakka kafirs they are. So his own army says, his own party says, that we said there will be no more wars. And now we are again in a war. Trump is eyeing Crimea. You know, Crimea is under Russian occupation, and he wants to make that into an international resort. Like what he said about Gaza, he will make it a resort. You come there. Bring your Americans there on the boots. Bring them there with their boots on the ground. Bring your Indians and bring your British and dance a Lipopa dance. We sent already 15,000 Jutlas straight to hell and 100,000 injured. Bring them. We love jihad, remember that. We will send you straight to hell, you haramis. Today, the schools in Afghanistan are open. The Western Zionist media will say, but the girls are not allowed. The girls are allowed to study at home. Nobody prevents them. What are you doing to the girls? You are raping our girls. You are putting them in jail. Detention without trial. All that. What happened to Afia Siddiqui? What happens to my sisters and brothers there in Palestine? So remember the Zionists, the Americans. They are the biggest terrorists and murderers on earth. They murdered 1 million people plus in Iraq. And based on a lie, for that alone, we should lock them up and hang them in public. So Trump gives the contract to Boeing. He says Boeing is very good, and they got the latest planes and latest speed and all that. Listen to this. This is not our figures. It's your figures. John Hopkins University in America did a detailed study of the Jutlas now in Israel, in Palestine, occupied Palestine. And the result they gave was 97%+ of these Jutlas, so-called, are not Semites, they're not true Jews. They are Kali, they are Spaza, they are pretending to be Jews. You must pick up and go back to from where you came to, you squatters, you invaders, you haramis, and call you whatever else you want to. Listen to South Africa. South Africa, the government gave for the ICJ to take Israel to the International Criminal Court of Justice. So you must remember, it took, gave them another 37 million. The Jutlas and the Jewish board have gone mad. They say, for what 37 million? Hey, you Jutla. You shut your mouth. If you don't like it, you get out from South Africa. Why you don't speak when America is giving Israel billions and billions? Pakka haramis you are. You don't like South Africa? You pack up. You get out from here. You footsack from here. That is my words for you. And I will use it for you. Malema, you must remember, we like Malema. He says we will take the land, whether Trump likes it or not. Trump can go fly a kite, you must remember. 100%, you must remember. Friends are few for Cyril and for South Africa because people are frightened. What will America say? You see that? Yesterday we went to Soweto. We got lost, you see that? Because the directions they gave. Anyway, cut long story. So we were there in time. We gave a short talk. I had to render the khutbah, the Arabic sermon, read the salat. Now the imam there is Hafiz Yahya. I want to share his story quickly in this half minute, 1 minute. So you, Sheikh Yahya, he was a non-Muslim. He embraced Islam there at Mia's farm. You know Maulana Ibrahim Mia, Mufti Ahmed Mia. So they were the big shots there. They all passed away. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. He said, Maulana Ibrahim Mia, he made me Muslim. And he told me, you'll become an imam. And he said, I got a shock. I just became Muslim. And then after that, studying a little bit there, he went to Darul Zakaria. And then there he became Hafiz. See, Darul Zakaria sending hundreds of Hufaz, different places, different countries. Darul Azadwal. So two of the Hafiz are imams there performing Taraweeh in Masjid al-Taqwa, one from Benin and one from Chad. So I met them all. I was so happy, you know. I told them I'm to come again there to Soweto, to Masjid al-Taqwa. So they one complaint they gave me. They said, you are the first sheikh, you are the first Maulana Mufti to come to us here. Our masjid is not even 2 years old. Nobody came. So my ulama, our fraternity, what? You want to just reach, go to the rich? You want to go to the smart masjids? We have to go to the poor, poor areas. The poor, poor people stand for Islam. Majority of the rich, they will not stand for Islam. They will do what Trump does. What is in it for me? What is my commission? That is what happens normally. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Today is Q&A between 2 and 4, inshallah. Suleiman, Esop and myself. Barakallahu fiqh. 5:30 Q&A today. Inshallah, I'll come back after Fajr. Salaamu alaikum.